Some school board candidates failed to gain the needed valid petition signatures to appear on today's ballot. But Democratic Election Commissioner Len Lenihan tells WBFO News voters will be able to find an area on the ballot for write-ins.
When you go into an election booth now, you get a ballot which you can literally sit down and look over, and it'll have the names of the candidates. It'll also have a box there clearly marked for write-ins. You know, frankly, in this day and age, it's easier to do a write-in campaign than it was before. Before, you had to look for the write-in slot on the old machines. On this one, it's written right in under the names of the candidates. So if you can't find the name there that you want to vote for that is on the ballot via the petition process, you have an opportunity to write a name in.
Republican Election Commissioner Ralph Moore says it's not unusual to have write-ins, but as we've reported, the school board race turned very political, raising challenges to some of the petitions.
In the case of a highly contested school board election, it's unfortunate that we had so many candidates who were running for the school board subjected to the petition challenge and get thrown off the ballot as a result of their failure to submit a significant number of signatures.
Throughout the day, voters will be casting their ballots for races in the North, West, East, Park, and Central districts. The Ferry District incumbent is running unopposed. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.